Okay. Welcome to our second Yoga Nidra together. Know that once more there's no one you need to please. There's nothing you need to make happen. And there is only the space and the practice. And each other and yourself. In any way you can and in any way that makes sense to you. Allowing this space to be a refuge while still being utterly connected to the world. Allow the weight of yourself to be fully here, fully in the mat, or the bolster, or the cushion, or whatever is underneath you and around you. If you wish, you can take a last moment to just open the eyes. And once more, orient yourself in the space. Let the animal part of you know that you are safe. In your contact with all that is solid, all that holds you and supports you here. Let the animal part of you know that you are safe. In your edges and your center. Know that you are safe. And you can set an intention to be as present as possible and to be as still as possible while still knowing that neither are completely within your control, and allowing the practice to be what it needs to be right now. You can bring your awareness to your heart center, to the center of the chest. And just hold there for a moment. Be with the breath, be with the heart. To hear if there is any wisdom there. We're going to take a sensory route around the body. It's a different route than the one we just took. But as with everything, anything I give you is just an invitation. It's just a suggestion. But you can begin by bringing your awareness to the mouth. And just being aware of the sensation of the tongue in the mouth, the teeth in the mouth, of the contact between the teeth and cheeks and lips. Coming deeper into the head and being aware of the throat, and from the throat up into the back of the nostrils. Being aware of the flow of breath in the nostrils. Of how cooler air enters the body and warmer air leaves it. Taking your awareness deeper into the head. Perhaps you can become aware of the inner architecture of the ears and sinuses, and the outer shell of the ears. Perhaps you can be aware of the skin of the face, of differences in temperature, warmth and coolness. And the skin of the eyelids. And the eyes and their sockets. And the way the eyelashes gently meet. Can you tell the difference between the face and the scalp? Can you feel the hair on the scalp? All the way around to the nape of the neck. And still the breath flowing in and out of the throat. And the collarbones rising and falling. The shoulders opening and closing. The warmth of the armpits and the full length of the arms all the way down, past the elbows all the way down, past the wrists all the way into the tips of the fingers, tips of the thumbs, the spaces between the fingers and the places where they meet. And all the time the breath, the rising and falling of the breath and the rising and falling of the chest, the opening and closing of the ribs. Just off to the left, the rising and falling of the heart on the diaphragm. Rising and falling also of the belly and all the soft lower organs of the body. The more hidden and secret parts of the body, and the lower belly and the groin. And then from the hips, reaching your awareness down through the legs, all the way past the knees, all the way past the ankles, and the soles of the feet and the tops of the feet. Can you be aware of every toe? Can you be aware of the whole body as a field of sensation? field of presence. And perhaps you can imagine yourself now feeling very sleepy. Or if you're not feeling sleepy, recalling an experience of feeling sleepy and just recreating that or remembering that experience in the body as fully as you are able. A feeling of being barely able to keep your eyes open. Feeling of heaviness in the limbs. What does that fatigue feel like? And can you also call to mind an experience of real alertness? Being very present and very awake. That brightness in the eyes and quickness in the mind. What does that feel like? Can you explore the space between those states? Between fatigue and alertness, sleepiness and wakefulness. Is it possible to feel both at the same time? And once again, my invitation to you is to see the following things or imagine the following things or sense the following things in some way, as fully as possible, but also as lightly as possible, just for a moment. A circle of friends, a candle flame. Someone sat in meditation. A dark sky full of stars. Someone frail. Looking down into a deep well. Waves breaking on the beach. And the restless, eternal ocean. And perhaps you can imagine in the distance the sound of waves like a slow heartbeat, like the heartbeat of the world. Waves booming in a cave. And perhaps you can imagine standing on a high cliff, not too close to the edge, and feeling that vibration, hearing that sound. Of deep beneath you, a cave with waves booming like a heartbeat. And you are here and there at the same time, feeling your body on the earth, feeling the clothing, the blankets around you, even as you see the grass beneath you on that cliff top. a small hole in the ground beneath you. As you pass your hand over it, you can feel the air moving, the vibration of the sea cave far below. And you can sit close to it. You can sit or lie on that ground. And in that place, too, you can close your eyes. Feeling the walls of the cave, strong and steady, rock that has been slowly hollowed over thousands of years. And you can also feel the space beneath you, that natural cathedral of air, and in it the water. In it, the rhythm and the pulsation of wave on stone. Just as the walls of the cave are solid and strong, so too you are solid and strong. And the heartbeat within you, and the heartbeat of the waves in the cave, the same. And you can stay there, and you can return there whenever you like. For you are still also right here in this space. You contain the ocean and the earth, the rock and the tree and the sun and all things. But my invitation to you in this practice is that we start to return again, coming back so that next time we can go deeper. And so my invitation to you is to once more invite your breath to begin to deepen. To begin to stretch and make small movements with the edges of the body, with toes and fingers. Maybe even turn the head from side to side. And there's no rush, unless you're really hungry. And you can take any movements or stretches that might feel good right now. And you can squeeze, you can hug, you can stretch long and full, you can circle knees or hips, or neck or wrists or ankles. You can pandiculate if you so desire. And when you're ready, bringing yourself back into the circle, into the space. This second practice is ended.